Canine athletes have at least twice the athletic endurance of human athletes. That's why Purina Pro Plan dog food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition formulated to help fuel your dog's natural athleticism. Join the Pro Plan Facebook page today for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog excel on his journey towards achieving greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Hey, boys and girls, April 1st, mark it down. The opening day patio party at the Blackfin at the Galleria. It'll benefit the St. Louis Crisis Nursery, and the Big 550 KTRS will provide you an opportunity to win opening day tickets here in St. Louis. It's a live remote. It's the Blackfin Bullpen Show featuring Jim Huer and I. There'll be ticket giveaways, silent auctions, food and drink specials, and don't forget, you'll have an opportunity to win opening day tickets at Busch Stadium as well at the Blackfin.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition, here in the Big 550 KTRS. Phone lines are open now for the Harris Challenge. If you haven't played this year, you can call us now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. Great story about this song, Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers. Geico is using it in a commercial now. It's a new ad for motorcycle insurance. The spot is called Money Man. It features a rider seemingly made of money cruising along on a tree-lined street with dollar bills floating off behind him. I guess the idea is you save so much money with Geico that the money is literally falling off of him. But it's for motorcycle insurance, and he's using the Allman Brothers Band. Dwayne Allman and Barry Oakley, two members of the Allman Brothers Band, both died in motorcycle accidents.
Oh.
By the way, at the exact same place in Georgia.
Wow.
You think somebody would have said somewhere in some meeting, perhaps not the right group to be using for the,
good idea.
For the motorcycle insurance, you know.
Or whoever's managing that estate should be a little more aware of what they're
They may not have gone to the Allman's estate. They may have gone to some music licensing company that they had no idea.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that Greg Allman didn't have to give personal permission for this. But if he sees the spot, you can understand why you might be a little bit upset. It's like you have some guy who set himself on fire and you use him for the fire insurance commercial.
Greg Allman's probably too stoned to even realize what's going on.
Oh, no, he's been sober for over 10 minutes.
Has he? Wow.
Let's go to the phones here. And first contestant for the Harris Challenge today is you, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, this is everybody. I get happy Good Friday, and it's good to be here at least once a week. So
thank you. I appreciate that very much. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. I got a note earlier today from the programmers that they're putting some topical questions in there today. We always have one topical category called Have You Been Paying Attention? So that's one of your choices. Another one is A Pretty Good Friday. And the third one is Easter Munchies. Which one would you like, Daniel?
Let's go with Easter Munchies.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. If you get 8 points or more, you're going to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you. If only there was someone here who could tell you what's in that prize package.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, there is. And that's me, the prize man. We have, from Old Town Donut Shop, there's one in Florissant and one in Cottleville, a free dozen donuts.
They actually have donuts bigger than your sister. That's how big their donuts are.
We also have a $15 gift card to Stefanina's. Or Olympus Has Fallen, the movie. We have passes to go
see. This is that new, somebody took over the White House, terrorists take over the White House, and Gerard Butler has to save him as a rogue Secret Service agent.
Yes, so we have passes to see that at participating Werenberg Theaters.
It's a prize package worth well over
$1 million.
Now, of course, if you don't get to 8 points, if you get seven or less, Daniel, I will have to punish you. You know that's part of the game.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. The category is Easter Munchies. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Throats are cleared. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a National Confectioners Association survey, what part of a chocolate Easter bunny do 74% of American kids say you should eat first?
The head.
The ears. What is the most popular non-chocolate Easter candy?
Peeps.
Correct. Easter is one of the top four candy-eating holidays in the U.S. For 1 point each, name the other three.
Halloween, Christmas, and Valentine's Day.
You got them. What is the most popular flavor of jelly bean eaten at Easter time? Is it cherry, grape, or strawberry?
Cherry.
Correct. What food was originally associated with Easter because its twists resemble arms crossed in prayer?
Pretzels.
Pretzels is right. You got them all but the Easter bunny ears, and that's 14 points, and you're a winner, Daniel.
Wow.
Great, thank you.
Congratulations. I think that's the highest score we've had so far this month.
Yes.
And for that, you don't get anything as a bonus. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes while we meet contestant number two. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm just heading out to meet some friends, and I work for the best beer company in the world. So.
Well, whatever you do, don't mention their name, because most beer companies hate free commercial time.
Yeah, I mean Budweiser?
Yeah, they wouldn't like it. Don't do that.
I would never do that.
All right, Matt. We have you been paying attention? A pretty good Friday, or it's not April, but they are fools.
Let's go with April.
Okay.
They are not fools.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Matt, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which band, which earned a Kennedy Center honor in December, had hits like Whole Lotta Love and Fool in the Rain?
Oh, pass.
Which member of the Friends cast starred in the 1997 movie Fools Rush In?
Oh, God, I never watched that show. Pass. Uh-oh.
Which classic rock band had only one number one song called What a Fool Believes?
Oh, God, it's not... I'm dead here. I'm dead in the water.
You can still win if I get the next two. Here's your four-pointer. Which Oscar-winning actress appeared in the movie Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Oh, no. Wow. Gosh. Okay.
Here's your
with the last one.
Here's your five-pointer. Complete this phrase. Fools rush in.
Smart people run away.
Oh, you know what? That's incredibly wrong.
Wow.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Why do fools fall in love? Halle Berry. That's why. What a Fool Believes, the Doobie Brothers. Fools Rush In, Matthew Perry. Fool in the Rain, Led Zeppelin. Matt, that's our first goose egg of the month. I can tell you that.
No, it's an Easter egg.
Oh, it's an Easter egg. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, we have some special punishment music, and I'm glad we have at least one person getting punished. We may have others.
Oh, thanks.
But
thank you.
Well, I have a little story to tell you.
Okay.
About 4 years ago, a guy by the name of Jose Martinez, not Jose Hernandez from the Frank Opinion Show, but Jose Martinez, went to Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and he went on the It's a Small World ride. And the ride broke down and got stuck in the goodbye room. I don't know what that is. I've never been on the ride. But while all the other passengers were evacuated, Jose, who's paralyzed, remained stuck on the ride for what must have seemed like an eternity because that stupid song kept playing on a loop. Not only is he in a wheelchair, Jose suffers from panic attacks and high blood pressure. He was half in the cave and half out. The music was blaring. And instead of calling firefighters to get him out of there, the Disneyland staffers waited for the ride to be fixed, which took 3 hours. Entire time, Jose had to take a leak. It was absolute torture for him. So he sued Disneyland. This week, they settled with him for $8,000. And by the way, you can't sue us because I'm punishing you the same way they punished Jose.
Oh, thanks.
I've been on that ride a couple times.
Yes.
It's okay when you first get in line.
Yeah.
But then, like the 80th time you hear the song,
oh yeah,
you pull your hair out.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Matt, it could go on like this for 3 hours. Remember, it can always be worse.
I'd poke my ears out. Thank you.
You know what? I wouldn't even bother committing suicide. I'd be committing homicide for all those people who did not get me out of that ride. 3 hours?
Yeah.
Cruel and unusual punishment. I'm sorry you didn't win, but have a great Easter weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now let's meet our next contestant. Tilt that towards me, would you please? Oh, it's Shane. Welcome to the show, Shane.
Hey, guys. I'm 11 p.m.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say hi and I love you to my wife, Rachel, my son, Ethan, and I work for the VA Medical Center, St. Louis.
Okay. You guys are having a tough time taking care of everybody there. I can't imagine how much paperwork goes on in that place every day.
We try our best.
I'm sure you are. Shane, we have you been paying attention? A pretty good Friday. Or look, it's another topical one. No, really, have you been paying attention?
Let's go with have you been paying attention.
60 seconds on the clock. Shane, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV icon announced this week that she will retire next May after almost 60 years on the air?
Pass.
What nation did the U.S. send a couple of B-2 stealth bombers to fly over this week as a message to its neighbor?
South Korea.
Correct. Which actress announced this week that she will not run for a U.S. Senate seat from Kentucky?
Ashley Judd.
Correct. Which of these states did not have a U.S. senator come out in favor of gay marriage this week? Montana, Mississippi, or Missouri?
Missouri.
No, Claire McCaskill did. It was Mississippi. Who announced this week he's offering a $100,000 prize to anyone who creates a more pleasurable condom?
Pass.
You can't pass. Oh, you can go back to the TV icon who announced this week she'll retire next May after almost 60 years on the air.
I don't got that. What was the last question?
The condom.
You got me.
Yeah. Bill Gates is the one offering a $100,000 prize for somebody who can create a more pleasurable condom.
Well, that's nice.
while you're working on that, I will just point out, still no cure for cancer.
Yes.
I have to use trash bags.
Barbara Walters is the one who announced that she's going to retire next May. And all the men in America said, so what?
Yeah.
Let's see what happened here. You got the two and you got the three, and that's all, Shane. Oh, I'm sorry for you, but even sorry for those of us in the studio with headphones on, because I have to punish you again.
Okay.
And is that the Epcot version?
Yeah, they do all the different languages.
Yeah, they do it.
They do?
You go through different countries. Yeah, they're all the
you
kids
know,
are different.
Different
countries.
Hearing all those different countries makes me think this is a small world.
That
all.
Is really painful, guys. You should go back to the Aquarius song.
Shane, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend. Kyle, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, welcome.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, it's a great Good Friday, and I'm glad to be married to a porn star wife.
Wow.
What's your name?
I'm not going to say.
Jenna Jameson.
Wow.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Why won't I'm curious now. I have to dive into this. Why won't you mention her name? Most people.
She's listening.
Well, most people like to hear their names mentioned on the radio, and even if she's listening, that's why you should mention it.
Teza is her name.
What is it?
Teza.
T-E-Z-A?
Yep.
Well, from what ethnicity is that?
She's just a regular old gal.
Teza.
Not apparently, according to the first description you gave us.
I don't think that's her real name.
Okay. Teza. There's a pun there, but let's just leave it there. I was going to say leave it where it lay, but we can't say that now.
No.
Kyle, you have a pretty good Friday, which I'm pretty sure is every day that ends in Y for you. Or you can have, no really, have you been paying attention?
No really, have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced this week that after this year's World Series, he's retiring from the baseball broadcast booth? In what country have protesters again hit the streets to denounce a national ban on dancing on Good Friday? Is it Germany, Ireland, or Italy?
Italy.
Germany, the home of fun. What is actress Tilda Swinton doing in a new exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City?
Sleeping.
In a plexiglass box, yes. Which state's legislature passed a bill this week allowing residents to eat roadkill? Is it Wyoming, Montana, or North Dakota?
Montana.
Correct. Which law enforcement group was Julia Pearson named the first woman to run this week?
Secret Service.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who announced after this year's World Series he's retiring from the baseball broadcast booth?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Are you thinking of Vin Scully?
Yes.
It's not correct. By the way, Joe Buck cried when he heard Tim McCarver is hanging it up after 17 years.
Really?
No. People who watch baseball across America actually went, yeah!
Yes.
Now somebody won't tell me that when the pitcher throws it to first base and it gets there before the runner, that's an out. Thank you, Dr. Obvious McCarver. Kyle, let's see how you did here. You got the 3, the 4, and the 5. My goodness, that's 12 points, and you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prize. And say hello to Tisa for me.
I will.
All right. Thank you very much. And now our final contestant. That's you, Glenn.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
It only takes a couple. Retired and loving it, Paul.
All right. Category left on the board here is a pretty good Friday. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state did both the movie and TV series Friday Night Lights take place?
Tennessee.
Texas. Complete this line from the Beatles song Lady Madonna. Friday night arrives
without a suitcase.
Correct. Which U.S. city was home to the first TGI Fridays restaurant? Dallas, New York, or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
New York in 1965. For 2 points each, who played the mother and daughter in the 2003 remake of Freaky Friday?
No clue.
What's the name of the camp where the movie Friday the 13th takes place?
Again, no clue.
Well, I'll take a guess here. You got a few seconds. Mother,
had my son out here with me.
Mother and daughter, 2003 remake of Freaky Friday. I will tell you, for one of the women, is every day is a freaky day. The freaky one is Lindsay Lohan as the daughter, and the mother was Jamie Lee Curtis. And Friday the 13th takes place at Camp Crystal Lake. Glenn, you got the 1 and the 2, and that's all. 3 points, which means, unfortunately, you also have to be punished today. Offer an official apology on behalf of the management of KTRS to everyone who will not be able to get this freaking song out of your head for the next, 96 hours. So here it is again. Glenn, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great Easter weekend.
Yeah, he hung up. And he bailed.
Yeah.
Cheater.
That is how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. When we come back, Mike Evans will probably mention the name Lindsay Lohan. He does every day. And then I'll have a great batch of today's knuckleheads in the news.
Why should kids get to have all the fun this April Fool's Day? Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here, inviting you to join me this Saturday at 6 p.m. for my show, Smart Living. Nickelodeon Magazine's Julie Winterbottom joins me with a list of great gags for mom or dad to prank the kids, and they're all G-rated and harmless. Plus, keeping yourself protected this summer takes more than just sunscreen. We'll tell you of digital dangers to keep your vacation hassle-free and 10 tips for traveling with your beloved family pet. Join me Saturday at 6 p.m. for Smart Living.
Let's check traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Well, it's a good Friday afternoon for you. See what I did there? You guys did that joke at the start of the show.
Yeah, that's
kind
great.
Of bringing
yeah.
it back.
Wait a second. You know what? I think I hear the rim shot.
Wait. Hey.
Now back to Frank, already in progress.
64 westbound, the only delays I'm seeing right now are between Long Road and the Boone Bridge. 270 southbound, it's a great run this afternoon between Dorset and Doherty Ferry. 70 westbound, the only volume is between the Earth City Expressway and the Blanchette Bridge. It's a great afternoon. This update brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Try one of three new pastas at St. Louis Bread Company, like tortellini Alfredo, specially crafted to cradle every drop of the creamy sauce. St. Louis Bread Company, live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jason Mott used to be a catcher. Now, as a closer, he consistently throws in the upper 90s.
Got him. 98 miles an hour.
Sometimes he reaches 100.
Strike three, called. He struck him out.
Can you imagine an arm that strong behind the plate?
And a throw by Molina, and the runner is out.
Yadier Molina, replica gold and platinum glove award. Sunday, April 14th. Go to Cardinals.com for tickets.
Single game tickets for the 2013 season are on sale now. This year's schedule features lots of great promotional giveaway items. As a matter of fact, the month of April is loaded up. There's the Stan Musial harmonica, the adult replica alternate jersey, the 2006 replica World Series ring, the Carlos Beltran bobblehead. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now.
Hi fans, it's Bill DeWitt. I want to thank you for your tremendous continued support, and don't forget to get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
As a St. Louisan, you like to hear about good St. Louis success stories. Well, that's Jennifer Williams from St. Louis Closet Company. 20 years ago, she started St. Louis Closet Company, and today, it's as good as it's ever been. 100% custom closets manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, 100% truly made and manufactured right here in St. Louis. St. Louis Closet Company has a brand new showroom on Big Bend in Maplewood. To find out more, 314-781-9000. Call them today. They'll come out to your house and give you a free in-home estimate. They'll take that space and they'll turn it into closets. They'll go to their Maplewood facility. They'll manufacture it and they'll custom make it. Then they'll turn back to your house and get it installed in just one day. St. Louis Closet Company. All sorts of deals by a St. Louis company. 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com. 20 plus years of being St. Louis, St. Louis Closet Company.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279, 1-800-977-5279, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's no secret that creatine works to help men get bigger and stronger faster. And right now, you can qualify to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of Pure Creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of pure creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of pure creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
Spring is here. Get your golf game in shape by visiting Golf Discount of St. Louis, your one-stop source for the latest golf equipment and apparel at the lowest price guaranteed from brands like Callaway, TaylorMade, Titleist, Nike, and more. Golf Discount's friendly certified club fitters will outfit you with the latest golf gear to match your game and budget. Visit Golf Discount at any of the three convenient St. Louis area locations in South County, on Manchester, just west of 141, and Mid Rivers. Golf Discount of St. Louis, serving St. Louis golfers since 1976.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping, so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
And lots of people didn't have to go to work today.
It's Aloha Friday.
Some people will have Easter Monday off.
No work till Monday.
Yeah. But that music means it's time to bring in Mike Evans, who's brought to you every day at this time by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. I told the story about 6 weeks ago on the air, going to meet Tom Price at his showroom on Manchester and DePere, and talked to him about a problem we had in the bathroom. We had a cracked sink basin, and we decided to make a change there and put in a whole new sink countertop and new cabinetry and all that stuff. And the last couple of days, we've had Rudy doing the work there, and Tom's son Adam has been there as well. And when I get home from work today, I expect to see a beautiful new bathroom installed by the great people at Thompson Price at a very, very good price, I might point out as well. They could do the same for you. You could go to the website, thompsonprice.com, and see some of the things that they've done for other people, or go to that showroom on Manchester and DePere for Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans.
Hello, give me Dave. Maybe I just play a little golf with him next week in Palm Springs.
That'd be very nice.
I didn't know
Tom was coming out there.
There's a rumor floating around.
Very nice.
You know about the rumors, huh? Happy Good Friday and Easter to everybody.
Likewise.
Yeah. Thank you. Paco has a question. Who is the newest worst celebrity tipper? Lady Gaga.
No.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. Michael Phelps. Answer in just a minute. Bulletin! We got a B-U-L-L-E-T-I-N. Bulletin! Bulletin! Police in Los Angeles are recommending that the L.A. District Attorney files charges against Justin Bieber for spitting in the face of his neighbor. In the state of California, spitting into someone's face is a battery. It's a felony.
Wow.
Also, he threatened five or six times this guy that he was going to kill him. That's also a felony, terrorist threatening. I think that they will charge him. Bieber will be charged. We'll see in about the next couple of weeks whether the DA takes the police recommendation. But the police say they have enough evidence and they have witnesses. They're ready to they're ready to file charges.
Mm-hmm.
TV ratings. Well, American Idol ratings Wednesday and Thursday were worse than any other time since the show has been on. Every episode, every week, the ratings are getting lower.
Wow.
It's like quicksand. On the other hand, or shall I say, anyway,
No.
The Voice ratings are higher than they've ever been. New reality show, it's a cross between Upstairs, Downstairs, and Downton Abbey. Producers are now casting for a real-life chauffeur, three nannies, two maids, house cleaner, gardener, that will actually work for a real-life, super-rich New York Upper East Side family made up of a husband, a wife, and two rowdy kids. I think this might be really good. I mean, it's all real. It's a reality show. These people working for these snooty people. And I think it might be kind of funny.
You know, there was a PBS show several years ago called Manor House, where they had people come in and they worked in one of these old English manors, but none of them were the rich people involved, but everybody was assigned a role. So some guy got to be like the lord of the manor, and other people got to be the rest of the family, and the maids and butlers and all that sort of stuff. And you could see by day two, all the people who worked in the kitchen and had to clean the cars, they hated the rich guy.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Movie review, G.I. Joe, The Retaliation, stars Bruce Willis and Dwayne Johnson. It's a real blow 'em up, shoot 'em up, better writing, good acting. If you like this kind of movie with lots of action, you're going to love it. They did a good job on it. Rated PG-13, 110 minutes, 3 stars. Odds and ends, Don Payne has died. Bone cancer. He was 48 years old. You may not know his name. Don Payne, one of the main writers and producer of The Simpsons television show.
Yeah.
Great guy. Everybody loved him here in town. Sofia Vergara is now blonde. Well, she dyed her hair blonde. I don't know if she's blonde by a crack.
Everywhere.
Not blonde by a crack. But she also just spent $5 million on a Midtown 52nd Street 5-bedroom, 7-bathroom condominium.
Oh, just like mine.
Yeah, right, yeah. Jerry Seinfeld is going to do a comedy rap album.
What?
Comedy rap?
That doesn't even sound good.
No.
Comedy rap album. Who do you think is the worst new celebrity tipper? Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lawrence, or Michael Phelps?
Dan.
Oh, Michael Phelps.
Phelps.
Ian, I'm going Gaga.
The joke is, what's the difference between a canoe and Michael Phelps? The answer is a canoe tip. Michael Phelps doesn't. And finally, come on, St. Louis, sing along. Aloha Friday, hey. Don't work till Monday. We're going to play today. Hey. Aloha Friday. Happy Easter, everybody. Lily Okalani, Lani, Annie, okay, look who in a car, hoo-hoo-yo. Chew it, Timmy, Tiger, Heep. Bobby, that'll come again, kaka, hoo-yo.
Anana, Kooli, Makawani, Yanni, Ona, Nana, Lula, Hawaii.
Mike Evans, brought to you every day by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Check that website, thompsonprice.com. We know what that music means. It's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Why not start in Hawaii, in Maui, where Lindsay Scallon of Noonan, Georgia, was on vacation when she lost her new Canon PowerShot camera during a nighttime scuba dive. Went back to the beach the next day, hoping it had washed up on the shore, but it didn't. Couldn't find it. Gave up. Disappointed. All her vacation pictures were on the camera. That was in 2007. You know why I'm telling you the story in 2013, because it finally washed up on the shore. In Taiwan, thousands of miles away, a China Airlines employee discovered the camera on a beach last month. She asked a friend at the airline to help her track down the owner. Since the photos were retrievable from the camera's memory card, which is amazing after being in salt water all those years, they saw the photos and it looked like Hawaii, so they called a TV station in Hawaii for help. The station put the story on the air and on the internet, and it went viral, and Lindsay's friend sent her a link, and she saw the photos and said, hey, that's me 6 years ago. China Airlines has offered to fly Lindsay to Taiwan to be reunited with her camera, but she says she can't take off time for work because she just started a new job, so the airline has agreed to send it to her at no charge. Next, we go to North Kansas City, where someone left a medical box containing a pair of eyeballs in a trash bin at a gas station. A worker at a Conoco station called the cops after finding the cardboard box late Wednesday. It was labeled, "Keep Refrigerated." Police said no eye banks or hospitals in the area were awaiting delivery of any eyeballs, so they sent them off to the police lab to find out, were they human? Turns out, no, they were pig eyeballs. But they still don't know who they belong to or where they were going. But I love this. The police say there was no crime committed, so investigation closed. Now we go to Virginia, where 31-year-old James Watson fell asleep on his couch last weekend after an evening of heavy drinking. While he was incapacitated, one of the roommates drew a penis on Watson's face with a permanent marker. When Watson awoke and discovered male genitalia on his face, he attacked his roommate, leaving the victim with extensive injuries to his face. The roommate called the cops, and Watson was arrested on a malicious wounding charge and booked into the county jail. I have seen the mugshot. You can still see the drawing of the penis on his cheek. Story next is an online story about the website BuzzFeed. You ever see that website?
Sure.
They have a job opening. If you're looking for an online job, they're looking for a support specialist. But they're taking an unusual approach to gauging your skills as an applicant. To apply, they ask, and I'm quoting now, instead of a cover letter, please send us instructions on how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Text, images, video, the format for your PB&J tutorial is up to you, as long as you follow your instructions and it results in a really delicious sandwich. Unquote. A BuzzFeed executive says, cover letters are boring, this is more fun. It's an illuminating way of getting a sense of how a job applicant communicates. And we finish in New York City, where a TSA agent at Kennedy Airport saw what he thought was a laser pointer on the floor. When he picked it up, he tried turning it on, but instead of a laser light, what came out was pepper spray, which went into the faces of five of his TSA colleagues. All six of them, including the idiot who picked it up and didn't know what he was playing with, had to go to the hospital, and that meant the JFK security checkpoint had to be closed down for 15 minutes. Imagine you're in line, like you're next to go through the magnetometer, and... The TSA tried to keep this under wraps until the New York Post began inquiring about it, and then the agency decided to come clean. Good news is, everybody's okay, and best of all, no passengers were injured. Well, those are your knuckleheads of the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go, I have a plea to all teenage and college-age boys in America. Enough with the asking a hot chick to your prom.
Yeah, boy, that's all the rage nowadays.
Kate Upton has politely figured out a way to get out of the guy who asked her to go to his prom with her.
Conflict of schedule or something.
Yes, that's what she said. I'd love to.
Right, yes.
No, you wouldn't love to. It has now gotten to the point where it's just creepy. You know, after the guy got Mila Kunis to go to his prom, was that last year or the year before?
Yeah, I think so.
All the guys now are like, who can I ask? And nobody, don't ask anybody.
I saw a story, someone just asked Taylor Swift the other day.
I hope she's smart enough to say, what did Kate Upton say?
Nothing. What conflict? Schedule conflict.
Yeah, scheduling conflict.
I'm in concert that night.
Yeah, even if she's not. Yeah. I have to rehearse something, doing my hair, something. And also, I heard you guys mention this yesterday afternoon when Frank was here. The guy who won the $338 million Powerball jackpot, and he gets $152 million after taxes.
Yeah.
And I heard you guys mention that it turns out he's a deadbeat dad.
$29,000.
$29,000 he owes. He's got five kids, 5 to 23 years old, and he hasn't been paying child support for the kids. This just sickens me when I hear about guys who do this. Here's the part that's really sick. You know what he's been spending that money on? Powerball tickets.
Lottery tickets.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll grant you that for this guy, it paid off, and the government is going to, I guess, garnish the money from his winnings.
The $29,000, and then I'm sure that she'll have to take him back to court, and it's like, hey, he has substantial money now.
Yes. I hope she gets a lot of money for the kids and gets some money for herself, too, because... It may not even be one woman. I don't know how many women are the mothers of these five kids, but they all deserve a little bigger piece of this action as far as I'm concerned.
Heck yeah.
But.
Yeah.
You know that there are lots of deadbeat dads across the country who are now going to go, I'm going to play the Powerball and I'm going to get the money. No. No, you're not. Sorry. I'm just telling you the truth. And one last item today. I am a big fan of Calvin and Hobbes. Always was when the comic strip was there. Ian's nodding his head because he was too. You,
absolutely.
Dan?
I never really got into it too much, but...
Well, today, I have up as the picture of the day on my website, harrisonline.com, the coolest kids' room, the best kids' room ever. This kid in Finland, his father did a Calvin and Hobbes mural on the wall that is brilliant and built him a tree fort in his room,
yeah,
complete with a slide.
I saw the picture.
Imagine you're a little boy. You get to get up in the morning, and instead of having to climb down the ladder or just fall out of bed, you get to go down a slide, and Calvin and Hobbes are right there.
I'd like to do that as a grown-up.
Me too! Best kid's room ever. It's on my website now, harrisonline.com.
You mean there's no punchline? He's not getting sued for copyright infringement or anything?
I think Bill Watterson, the guy who did Calvin and Hobbes, is pretty cool. If it was a Disney character, he'd have to rip it down piece by piece.
Yeah.
I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
And we're going to check traffic one last time on our show with Frank Lamb.
Well, we've essentially thinned out in all areas this afternoon, working with a stall, though, southbound on 270, just before Manchester. It's on the right-hand shoulder, not causing any delays. It's a good run southbound on 270 between Dorset and Doherty Ferry. 64 westbound, no problems. We're out of the city, passing Forest Park out to 170, then again between Spady and Ballas, all the way to the Boone Bridge. 70 westbound, could see some volume approaching the Blanchette Bridge, but no major delays there. It's a good run up in North County, 270 eastbound. Between Lindbergh and the Chain of Rocks Bridge. This update brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes creating the perfect Easter gift basket easy with your favorite Easter candies, toys, and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
Monday, April 8th. It's the biggest holiday on the St. Louis calendar. Opening day. Need we say more?
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Join KTRS live from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown.
Leading off for the KTRS team will be Steve Cochran in the morning quickie, followed by Martin Kilcoyne and Claire Calatineau.
Let's play ball.
So join us at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown for the 2013 KTRS opening day broadcast from the Big 550 KTRS.
Please call me back. I'm losing hair. I don't know why. I don't know what to do. I know my friends can see it, and they don't say anything. Nobody says anything, but I'm still so embarrassed. I feel alone. My name is Anne. I need help. Please call.
If you're suffering from hair loss like Anne, treatment is available. The Caranique system contains a product with the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair. Call now to try Caranique, 1-800-500-3533. Caranique's hair regrowth treatment fights hair loss, and the Caranique system will give you thicker, fuller hair. We guarantee it. We want you to try Caranique because it will give your hair incredible volume, strength, and thickness. It even prevents breakage and helps repair damaged hair. You can have your hair and your life back. Call 1-800-500-3533 in the next 10 minutes to try Caranique. If lines are busy, please try again. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-500-3533.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dean. Goodbye.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News.